Tuesday, May 30th, 2023, Board of Equalization meeting and Board of Commissioners meeting.
Okay, let's call the Dakota County Board of Equalization to order. We stand and say the pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, current copy of the open meeting that I posted on the west wall near the entrance of the county boardroom and is available for review of all citizens in attendance. Will you call roll, please?
Scott?
Yes.
Brian? Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Here.
Bob?
Here.
Okay, we're going to need a motion to excuse Brian today.
So moved.
Okay, we got Bob.
Second.
And we got Troy to excuse. Will you call roll on that, please?
Yes. Marty?
Yeah.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes. Okay, the consent agenda item is number one. We have the approval of the previous minutes on May 15, 2023.
I can make a motion.
Okay, yes. So we got Troy on a motion to approve the previous minutes.
I'll second.
And a second by Bob. Sheree, will you call roll, please?
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Okay, we got new business. Christy, assessor, requesting approval of the tax list correction. You got three of them?
Yep.
Okay.
9992 is a mobile home that they came in and they were tearing it down. So they paid up the taxes and it's out of there at Tantera. Then 9993 and 9994 are the Tyson ones that were approved for the Turk case.
Okay, how'd we turn out on them?
The one was a reduction of, they got back $69,745.28, and the other one's only $86.73 refund after all said and done.
Everybody's pleased with that, I guess, yeah?
Except us.
Except us, I mean, yeah. Did you
I don't know how to assess.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, yeah, no.
Right? Ain't that the truth?
I don't have that skill.
Corporate America dictators. Okay. Any questions on the tax list corrections, the two, Tyson, and then the one, which is the Monica Garcia, which is the removal, Tantera. If not, we'll just do an approval.
Next year we're going to hire somebody, though, for Tyson?
Yeah, he's getting us a quote.
Okay.
Yep.
So I'll make a motion.
Okay, we got Troy on the motion to approve the tax list corrections. And a second by Marty. Will you call roll, please?
Marty, do you want to put that on the record?
I will second that, yes.
Oh, I thought he said it already. My bad.
All right, Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Okay, anything else on the approval of clerk, the omitted errors, if any?
That's all I got.
There's zero. Okay.
Is there any Thursday is the meeting, right?
Thursday at 8:30.
This Thursday?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
Just a short meeting?
Yeah. Cutting into your golf game?
2 minutes.
2 minutes?
Two minutes.
What's that one for?
We have to reapprove the corrections.
Okay.
Main list, so yep. We get those done out Thursday.
And Marty, we're meeting after that.
Okay.
With Kathy.
On Thursday or Friday?
Thursday, right? The day we're here.
Yeah.
Thursday, 8:30. Somebody text me, all right?
Sounds good.
About six.
Like right now?
Yeah, text me right now.
5:30.
All right, mail emergency business. Anything? Sheree? No? Okay, public comment. Anybody from the public? Not a soul here, so I doubt there's anybody. So we're going to adjourn, and we are at 2:50.
What the heck, Scott? On that mower deal, though. Sell the...
So I'll call the Dakota County Board of Commissioners meeting to order. We've already had the pledge. Sheree, call the roll, please.
Bob?
Here.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian? Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Here.
I'll make a motion to excuse Brian from today's meeting.
I'll second that.
Okay. Call roll, please, Sherry.
Scott?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes. Okay, a current copy of the Open Meetings Act is posted near the entrance of the County Board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. The Dakota County Board of Commissioners reserves the right to adjust the order of items on this agenda if necessary. The first item on the agenda is public comment. Anyone here for public comment? Seeing none. Moving on then to item two, consent agenda, which consists of approval of meeting minutes, approval of payroll claims, approval of accounts payable claims, and approval of officials, reports, register of deeds, county clerk, and clerk of district court. There is one payroll claim that we'll have to take out. So do we do these, can we approve the rest, Kim, or do that now?
You can approve the rest, taking that one out.
Okay, well, so the claim is for Jolene Goebbels, who is here on the road department. So all but that on the consent agenda, we need to.
Okay, I'll make a motion to approve everything but the one claim that we're going to talk and discuss about.
Okay.
So, I'll second that.
Motion by Scott, seconded by Marty. Call the roll, please.
All right, Marty?
Yeah.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Okay, so on the payroll claims for Jolene, I have a note on here for some overtime pay for helping Scott get computer, et cetera, going. And I don't know, were any of you contacted prior? That's the only question I have.
Okay, so I went to help initially just to help. Mm-hmm. And then after about 4 or 5 hours, what did I call you, about 10 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, it was probably around noon, I'm guessing.
I called and I thought, why am I doing this? And initially it was just to help, but then after it was all setting up the computer and calling RTI and calling the people from the state and on the phone, I was like, if I wasn't doing this, Cherie would be doing this, because somebody would have to help walk them through it. And so then that's when I called Scott and asked about it. We spent the day trying to get the weed mapper program up and running. We were having issues with the program because our assessor puts stuff in GIS differently than the rest of the state, evidently. So then the guy on the weed mapper end had to go in and reprogram stuff for us to be able to work. We kept finding glitches and problems with it. So I just kind of felt if I wasn't doing it, somebody else within the county would have had to help. Now, last week I spent 15 hours out on the road helping. I didn't expect any pay, but that was my initial intent that day, was just to go in and help them get things going, but it turned into such a fiasco.
Was it that much unorganized?
Yeah. Well, nothing had ever been done.
Yeah.
It was starting the system from scratch.
Well, and I know when Bob and I, when we originally sat down and brought to the board the recommendation to hire Scott, you can just tell when he came to the, and I don't know if you feel the same way or not, Bob, but when he came to the interview, I mean, he's very structured. You can tell he's very structured of what his plan is, and I knew that he had the questions that he had for us. That, you know, he'll be a good fit. He's gonna make sure he's gonna TCB.
Well, do it right, you know. Yeah.
So.
Anyway, I did, once I got into it and found out what a disaster it was, I thought, well, it would have been nice to have been compensated. But like I said, I spent 15 hours with him last week just helping. That was my original intent that day, but it just turned in the...
And I know he's been riding, you know, and I told him I wanted to ride with him, and it didn't work out because it was a moment. He asked me if I wanted to ride with him, you know, a couple of days, and, you know, or a day. Didn't work out, but I know he has a lot to learn. Okay, and I know he's working with some other weed superintendents nearby in the other counties. So, Yeah, I'm just, like I said, I know that we went with him for so long, I'm just glad that he came aboard, and I do appreciate you helping him out, you know, depending upon where this goes, one way or the other, but, yeah, no, thank you for helping him.
Julian, just clarify for me, just, I have a note that it says 10, overtime 10.25 is weed, but your timesheet shows 14.25, is that
two separate things.
Yeah, that was
that.
Friday was the only weed day.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, so anything else
from you, Jolene? No. What were you told when, I guess that's the question that I have.
Well, when she called me originally, and I'm not going to lie, I just told her, I said, you know what, I agreed with her that, you know, some compensation. But it's not my decision. And I told her, I said, I'll have to talk to the board. Exactly what I told her. And so obviously here it is. It's on a claim. But, you know, everybody has their opinion if she should be compensated or if she shouldn't be. So what my thought process is, I talked to Bob. He was going to, you know, we talked about we're going to think about it, figure it out. Well, here we are with the claim. And if you guys are intrigued or want to, you know, compensate her for it, what I'm going to do is I'm going to make a motion, if that's okay, Chair.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to make a motion to approve to pay her, just because I know, like I said, yes, I know it's her husband, and at the same time, that is a very vital area, and I know that Jolene's been around, and I know she helped him out a lot to get him organized, because, again, somebody else would have had to do it, and, yeah, it would have took the time from someone else, but whatever. I'm just grateful that we have him on board, and I know he's going to do a phenomenal job. So, but to that extent, I like I said, I'll make a motion to. How much is the dollar amount, Chair?
So, Jolene, just clarifying. So it's 14.25 on your sheet overtime, but it's 10.25 weed, correct?
Mm-hmm.
10.25 of that is weed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Just so I know.
So the 10.25.
Yeah, 10 point. So that's like $300.
Okay.
Yeah. And I don't know that anybody would think you shouldn't be compensated for it. My big concern is that, I mean, what? It's pretty hard unless you're approved to do it for people in different departments. You know.
But yeah, that's like I said. I started just thinking mm-hmm. I was going to help, but turned into an all-day deal.
You know, this is the thing. Let me just bring this up real quick before you guys make your... You know, and listen, we all do things above and beyond for the county, I would think, for the most part. You know, many of times I've drove to Kearney or Omaha, I've never turned in any mileage. Okay, I figure as a commissioner when I'm getting paid, you know, if I can't swing myself to drive down to Kearney or Lincoln or whatever, that's just my thinking. Okay, but who knows about that I'm doing this stuff? Nobody. Zero. Okay? So even the mowing that I did for the 2 years, you know, when I was not a commissioner, I mowed for 2 years, I never turned in a dime. Everybody was worried about, you know, certain, I'm not going to say any names, but they were worried about how much am I charging, how much am I billing, how much, you know, well, I never turned in a dime. And nobody knew that. But you know what? I wasn't going to turn in any time because I just figured, you know what, I enjoyed doing it. But at the same time, it's like, if you stop and think about it, if I could have do-overs, it's like, you know, I could have had an extra, you know, $200 or $2,500, you know. And nobody cares. Nobody knows any better. You know, so anyways, I know, depending on where this goes, I know what it's like to do things and not get compensated. You know, but, and it's not poor Scott or I need a pat on my back because I enjoy doing the kind of stuff. And I take pride in it, but, yeah, that's my 2 cents. Does that make any sense? Does that make any sense at all, what I just said?
It always makes sense.
No, I don't know. I know, it's kind of borderline. What? I was kind of like, God damn, I could have went farther, but I... No, no. But anyways, that's my motion. For $300, I mean, if that's going to be an issue, you know, let somebody else step up then.
Exactly.
You know, let somebody else step up. So, and I bet you there ain't very many people that will step up.
Whether it was Scott or somebody else, somebody would have had to help. And more likely, it would have been me because... Nobody else really knows anything.
If they were walking into a program that was all put together and ready to go,
yeah,
it would have been a different story. But it's been vacant. It was vacant for 2 years, and prior to that,
nobody had ever used it.
Right.
Well, and I don't even know how long ago the computer was turned on. That was another thing, was working with RTI to make sure everything was up to date.
Those 10.5 hours were above and beyond your normal hours.
Right, yeah.
Like on a weekend or evening?
It was on Friday.
You're not working Fridays now?
Correct.
Okay,
yes. And I don't want anybody thinking that I'm bitching about the mowing because I love it. You know I love it.
I know.
I do. I love it. That's my serenity time. Oh, God. I love it.
You worked yourself into a full-time mowing position.
I don't care.
So before, previously, it wasn't done right? I mean, nothing was reported?
They didn't use the program from the state. There was never been any information in there. And then that's why we realized there was so many problems, is because our assessor... or the GA, they put stuff in differently than the rest of the state, so we had to work out all the bugs through the programming side to link up the mapping system with the pictures he's out there taking through the app on his phone that they have him do. And it's just supposed to link everything up, give landowners' names, the location, so you can print out a weed notice with a map, pinpointing exactly where the weeds are, print it out and send it to the landowner. Well, nothing was working right because of all those little bugs since the program was never been used.
In a nutshell, I would just say that prior they were flying to the seat of their pants and just doing what they were doing.
Though, the guy did come up from the state and raved about how we did. Do you remember that?
I do, but did you see the guy?
I'm just telling you what I was here when he was raving about it, and I'm like,
So, Scott, your motion...
For the $300, I think, I'm going with it, yes.
Okay. Is there a second? So, Kim, if there's no second, does it just...
Then it fails.
Yeah. Is there a second, though?
Jolene, are you salaried?
Huh?
Jolene's not salaried, right? I'm just questioning.
There's no
part
second?
Part of it wages and part of it isn't.
No second.
Okay.
Scott? So. Okay. We'll adjust that accordingly to whatever that is. And then we will move on to item 3, new business and resolutions. Approve Dakota Dixon interlocal agreement to share veteran service officer for a period of July 1, 2023 to June 30, 2024. Kim said it's the same agreement, no change to that. So just need an approval.
So moved on the interlocal agreement. Is it interlocal agreement? No,
mm-hmm.
Just approved. Yes. Yeah, interlocal agreement to share the veteran service officer from July 1, 2023 to June 30th of 2024.
I'll second that.
Okay, motion by Scott, seconded by Marty to approve. Call the roll, please.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Okay, review and award bid for 152nd Street repair asphalt.
152nd. Jolene, Troy, and I opened up the bids, and we had three. Do you want me to do this, Jolene, or you?
No, go ahead.
We had the three bids, okay? Frank's Asphalt, we had Barkley and Knight. Frank's Asphalt on 9-1, they can start the project for $8,400. Barkley can start it on 9-1 as well. They were $23,500. And Knife River was spring of 2024, and they were roughly right on $16,000 some change. So, obviously, Frank's done some work for us. They've done a great job. They are $8,400, so I would make a motion to approve Frank's Asphalt, estimated start date of 9-1 of this year for $8,400 to do the overlay on 152nd Street repair.
And is that the one that goes from down into the trailer park there at Adirondack?
Yeah, it's basically the
entryway
from the state end. Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
Yep.
And I think what's going to happen, if you go more west on 152nd towards Mark Alvinicius's, there's some really rough concrete humped up area. Now, Brent is talking about going down there and possibly tearing that out, because the asphalt guys won't tear that out.
Yeah.
But possibly talking about tearing that out and seeing if we can go a little bit farther, since the money was so decent, of trying to get a little bit farther, because it is very, very rough down through there. So, but anyways, that's my motion on the part that they have.
Is it apples to apples on the 8,400?
Yeah.
That's
the first thing we said. Well, I just don't think that. Yeah, it don't make sense.
And if it's the same start date, they could do both those, you know, back to back on the next one, if that's awarded to them on the next one, on this.
A lot of times, you know, when people are really busy, they'll throw a real high bid out there,
and they get it as a bonus.
Okay, so. So we need a motion, Scott. Did you motion?
I made it. Yep.
I'd second it.
And Marty seconded on the Frank's Asphalt of 8,400 for 152nd Street. Call the roll, please.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Okay, Scott?
Okay, the next one is obviously the Attica Drive overlay, which is on Attica Drive, which starts at the county line, which we got that figured out. I remember, Marty, when you came about the sidewalk, we always thought it was at Margie's house right there at Attica and Gateway Drive. And obviously, it was down farther to the east where they just started putting those buildings, because the city annexed that part in. But now there is a sign.
Okay.
When you're heading west, it'll say county line, okay, which they put up, which is awesome. I seen that the other day when I was mowing. Okay, so we're going to start there, correct?
Right.
And we're going to head west through the intersection of Gateway Drive and go X amount of feet so far down there to get that.
Yeah.
So that in particular one, Frank's can start 9-1 as well, up to 23. His bid was $20,725. Barkley, it was also September 1, it was $24,700. And Knife River was spring of 2024 for $26,248. So, therefore, again, pretty similar, but Frank's is the lowest at $20,725. So I will make a motion to accept for Attica Drive overlay for Frank's Asphalt to start on 9-1 of 2023 for $20,725.
Second. Motion by Scott, seconded by Troy to award Frank's Asphalt, Attica Drive, $20,725. Call roll, please.
Scott?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
If I may?
Sure.
Yep. Okay, the last one that we opened up and we did was Dodge Avenue Overlay, which, for you that don't know what a Dodge is, it's the road that runs parallel the old Highway 77 right down here before the railroad tracks. It runs down through by Dakota City's maintenance shed and comes out on the bottom of the bridge around 70 on 77. It's in a very, very bad shape. Mm-hmm. And basically what happened was we got Barkley that could do it September 1st of this year. Frank's did not bid on it, okay? Must be a little bigger job than what they want. And Barkley bid $206,000, right? Roughly right around that area. Okay, and that was September 1st. And then Knife River, they came in spring of 2024 for $156,528.35. And unfortunately, it would have been nice to get it done this September. But for the monies, you know, for an extra $50,000, I think we're going to have to wait till spring. So with that said, we're going to have to throw a little bit. I think the guys have already looked at it, and they're going to have to do a few things. Do some patching. Hate to, but it's in that bad of shape.
It's bad.
Yeah, it's bad. So, with that said, spring of 2024, I'll make a motion for Knife River at that time for the $156,528.35 to do the overlay on Dodge. My motion.
I'll second that.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Dylan, do we have any other projects in the that we're ready to go for budget purposes? That we're going to kind of decide where they go.
I'm trying to think here.
Probably the Dorsey Bridge.
The Dorsey Bridge, and then the two deck repairs on those bridges, those are coming up and haven't been out for bid yet.
Okay.
We have several that we've already bid out.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm working on the budget tomorrow and Thursday.
Is that in the ones that have already, we have accepted bids out for projects now for this budget year yet, or?
For the 23-24, yeah.
23.
We've accepted some bids on those. Okay. 190th Street, Culvert was one.
Yeah, and the only reason why I ask is because you know how we did it last year? We had like seven projects that were lined up, ready to go, because it was going to be ARPA or not. Anyway,
right? Yeah,
we'll talk about that more.
Yeah, I'll have that list next week when we do the budget stuff.
Okay. Okay, so we did the roll on that, right, Cherie?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now then the next item is item E, review MRJ Engineering proposals and decide best option regarding the Dorsey Bridge C00222-1703 on North Bluff Road. So, Jolene, comments on this?
Well, I talked about this a little bit last time, but we have the proposal here. It's a 28.6 to put it back. It's currently a 28.6 foot bridge. And if we built it back the same way, it'd be $249,000. Width, I'm talking about width now. Because they're going to change the bridge to a 40-foot bridge. If we went to 30.6, it would be $252,000. So if we increase the width a little bit, to me that would be a no-brainer,
mm-hmm.
to at least do the 30.6. But if we decided to go 34.6 and added another 4 feet, it'd be $290,000. So you guys just need to decide whether you want to have the 30.6 or the 34.6.
Is that?
It's wider than what we have now.
Right, it needs to be wider. So that is that, if I'm thinking real quick here, is that $10,000 more a
foot?
Foot. Is that correct?
About.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. 40.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's not hard math, but it's a lot of numbers just floating around there for a second, but I think it's, yeah.
Why did you say 30.6 would be?
Say that again.
30.6.
34.6
would be $252,000.
And what is it presently?
28.6.
Yeah, that's narrow.
There's a lot of truck traffic on that road,
yeah.
obviously, and it just at least the 30.6 is
You know, we sat down with Chet Kirk and talked about some things with that road and the way the joints and just the traffic load and everything. And I like Kirk. I think he does a great job. But he's slower than molasses to get back to you. I mean, seriously, great guy. I think he's full of a lot of knowledge, but he's just, I don't know if he's that overwhelmed. But anyways, there's a lot of, that road needs a lot of attention in a lot of different ways, unfortunately.
He was going to, I don't know if you remember, get a hold of the concrete people and have them come up there and take a look to see the best route to do that.
When do you think we'll have that done by next year, next spring probably?
Hard to say.
I think I'm being honest. I mean, because he's, I don't know if he just, people are that busy, but anyways, that's another whole other story. But okay, so so what do we got going on here then? We're going to do, I know we talked about this before. Review and the proposal and decide what the best option is. So, can we get by at that $250,000 mark instead of going to the 290? Does that make sense? I mean, we're going to get the width.
There's literally no difference.
So I mean, another four feet wide, right?
No, two from 28.6 to 36, right? 30.6.
To 36, so 2 feet.
Yeah.
Two feet
wide.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, that'd be, I think that'd be smart to do for the no difference than the cost is on that increment.
Okay.
So the middle, the 252 on Marty?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, the one at 30.6.
30.6. Okay.
And that's 249?
252.
That's 252.
252 on that one.
249 if we just left it the same.
Yeah, we don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, for $3,000, it's...
Did you make the motion then?
I'll make a motion to go with the $252,000 bid to go with the 30.6 wide bridge at the Dorsey Bridge on the Bluff Road.
I'll second that.
Okay, a motion by Marty, seconded by Troy to the 252 option. Call the roll, please.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Okay, will this happen this year?
Could possibly. Okay. We can move forward. At least get it bid out this fall, early spring is what he was thinking. He said there is, you know, but another thing with harvest and that being such a busy road, he didn't know if he wanted to mess with it during harvest time. So
probably.
So this motion is just to approve
in the spring.
JR.
Pardon.
This motion is just to approve them moving forward with a 30.6
bridge. 30.6.
And then I think there was a... I'll have them get a new proposal page printed up. And then... Since everything's okay, is that okay if I sign off on that then so we can get moving forward with the project?
Yeah, I would say so, yes.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Then, Jolene, you are up then under item 4 for a road report.
Okay. We had 423.5 hours of maintaining, 20.5 hours of overtime, 23.5 hours of tree removal, 15 hours on the I. Adams Bridge, we redecked that. 54 hours on the culvert on 270th, we had a little old bridge there, we put a culvert in. 5.5 hours on the North Bluff culvert, 10 hours on a Grant Road culvert, 21 hours patching asphalt, 12 hours hauling gravel. We hauled 256.3 tons of 3/4 clean and 45 tons of 1.5-inch crushed concrete, 9 hours on sign repair, and we had requests for grading on 110th, East Sarpy, Frank O'Neill Road, and requests for gravel on Elgin and G Avenue. We have a scrap tire cleanup this weekend, Friday and Saturday. Me and Gunner are going to work that from 8 to 4 both.
Who's going to work at you and who?
Gunner.
Hey, your son?
No, he's a road department employee.
Okay. Who wanted it? Just a question. I've been up and down Elgin. Where was the gravel at out there?
I have no idea. I can't remember. It's not that big of a stretch of a road, but he said it got pretty sloppy when it was.
I drive it all the time, too.
Yeah, I was just down it with the mower and went to up there on Gulf Road, but I couldn't see. But anyway,
they gave me a street address or, you know, house number, so I can't remember.
Yeah, whatever.
Looks like doing lots of projects.
Yep, getting stuff going, doing some. Brent said to tell you guys that the equipment we forgot is wonderful. We've been using the side dump.
And I gotta check my. And I don't mean to interrupt, but I gotta check my other email because I'm sure I got all those bids for those trucks. I never checked my other email, so I thought of that today. I gotta have them, so I'll give them to Cherie.
Perfect.
And then so we make sure we get them for the next.
Everything's been working fine that you got.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hopefully we can pick up one of the trailers next week or at the end of this week.
Hopefully we get a little rain too. A little rain wouldn't hurt. Right?
Yeah, it gets hard to do stuff
for me. Yeah,
start just pushing dirt around.
There's no happy meteor over at Seaview.
It's,
you know,
keep your pants all wet. Moisture in there.
Well, listen, thank you, Jolene.
Thanks, Jolene. The next item is Teresa Grove is here with her.
What is she doing? What is she doing here?
Quarterly health report.
I work here. What about you?
I try not to.
Wow.
I try not to. But thank you for all you do.
Yeah.
Because I forget to tell you when you walk out.
Okay, so immunization clinics. We continue to keep offering COVID clinics on Wednesdays. We're down to like 3 to 5 people maybe on a Wednesday. We don't get too many.
People are still getting COVID shots?
Some, not much. Like,
did we ever get the fourth dose? Or did they?
It's bivalent. Yeah, we have it.
Oh, you do?
I thought we were on the 8th dose.
It feels like it.
I'm sure yeah. It does.
We do have a clinic set up at Regency Square this week, so we'll be able to get yours in then.
You bet.
We continue to offer our Thursday night clinics. We offered 5 of them this last quarter. We did about 175 kids this last quarter. Jen and I continue to work on our grants. We received 2 new grants this last quarter. A UHC grant for $15,000, and if we hit our numbers, we'll get a bonus of $15,000. The good thing about that grant is we don't have to track our hours in it, and we can use it for whatever we want to.
Isn't that crazy? It's just,
who's that from? Who's it through?
United Healthcare.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
It's crazy, the money they give out. It's awesome.
And we got a fit test grant where we can go into nursing homes and fit test them for their kids.
Okay.
So whoever wants us to do that, we can go do that. But that was $33,000 that they give us for that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I don't know where all this money comes from.
Yeah.
We're short-staffed right now. We have one person on vacation, extended vacation in Europe, and the other one is on maternity leave. And we have our community health assessment done, and Janet is in the process of compiling the data so we can see what we're going to work on in the future. That's it.
Perfect.
All righty.
Good.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank
you.
Welcome.
Very much. Hey, what about your... What about you guys start talking about your next weekend?
Yeah, we're having Colorpalooza.
How can you forget all about that? That's the most exciting thing that's happening right now.
Yeah.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, we still need volunteers.
This coming weekend?
June 10th.
Okay.
Listen, it ain't a matter. You can sit there and say you need volunteers. I know you guys are organized and situated. You got to say, hey, come on down and enjoy the fun. Have a hot dog. Get stuff. Get some painting thrown on you or whatever you do.
Yeah, it's, we'd it's like cool. that too. But
it's cool. It's have you guys been to it?
No.
It's really cool.
Why not, Bob?
I think I was out of town that weekend.
Well, that's, I'm that's not sure. Down I'm this not year.
Sure. I got it down. I wrote it down.
It is cool. They got the DJ down there playing music, and everybody got face paintings and tattoos, and it's cool.
We have people that run, walk, pull wagons, do everything. So.
Wow. And where does it start at?
A soccer field.
The soccer?
At the wall.
Okay, the wall, and then you go
all the way down through Ho-Chunk and back up and around.
Yeah. I know at one part when I was sitting there talking to one of the deputies as he was blocking the road, but these people, don't they squirt water on them and then they throw?
They don't squirt water.
Oh, they're
just colored cornstarch.
They're like sweaty or whatever and it sticks to them?
Yeah.
It's just funny because they're all different color. They just get thrown. They love it.
Yeah.
That's cornstarch.
They're all dressed up in different outfits and different... It's kind of fun.
I might do a body painting and come down there.
Thank you.
Yep,
well,
thanks a lot.
I'm glad you're not coming then.
I second that.
Okay.
Look, I'm in Key West, Florida.
Item C, moving right along, is...
thank you, Bob.
Approved county surplus report.
That was huge money.
That was huge.
Huge.
And we have reached...
Okay, thanks, guys.
We have reached out to a couple of other folks about some of our stuff we still have down there because at some point we're gonna have to get rid of it. We called Habitat for Humanity. They took a look, couldn't use anything, but then gave Sheree a couple other numbers. So some other folks are gonna call and look at it, and if they need it, I think. Anyway, so we'll see. So, you know, if we get rid of it that way, we won't have to
25 cents
deal with it.
It does something.
Synthetic. And I forgot, Marty and I took the Aunt Cherie and Paola.
Somebody left it.
Took the electric. They have
the e-waste deal.
The stuff in front of City Hall.
Where they take all electronics from the computers and TVs.
Two and a half pickup loads.
Yeah, we took it
of
out
servers.
Of,
phones, computers, terminals, tens of thousands of dollars worth of stuff into a dumpster.
Ain't that something?
Yeah. So, so we need to approve.
I'll make a motion to approve the
surplus report.
Yes, sir.
I'll second. Thank you. Call the roll, please, Sheree.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Marty?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes. Okay, next item then is item D, American Rescue Plan Act, relief funding, discuss and approve or not approve projects and or purchases. So we have under that the juvenile services. RTI has a TV, an amount for educational purposes. I was not aware of nobody asked, let me put it this way, nobody asked me about getting a TV and having ARPA pay for it. So I don't know if anybody else was,
I was not aware
approached by that. So that's all I know about it. That it's on here.
Can you help out, Kim? What was she going to use this for?
I'm
Days of Our Lives.
Can only. Well, I don't think I specifically talked to her on this.
I wish you'd have came here and explained it.
But it would be for. I assume for having the kids watch.
Oh, so there is things. One other thing. Excuse me. The classes. So I think. Kristen ordered it to, assuming that it was going to be paid for by a grant. Well, come to find out, the grant will not pay for it. So therefore, it's on here. And I mean, it's not a lot of money. The one question that I have also is, so if it's a TV, it's got to have cable, and that's the last time I know that we paid a. Last time we paid a cable bill, it was over $100 here for a TV.
Was that Deanna?
Yeah. So I don't know. So anyway, that's.
Or is that just?
That's really.
I'm not sure if that's to go with the computer so they can take classes.
So sure. That's all I know about it.
Yeah. I nobody called me and asked me anything, so I can't answer that. Anybody else been notified?
She, no.
Yeah. I mean, I wish you'd been here to kind of explain what the purpose of it all is.
Do you want me to go see if she's here?
Yeah, if you would, please.
Yeah, just because I
yeah, because I'm sure. I mean, I don't think she's just trying to put a TV up in there.
No.
But in the same time, it's like, yeah, we just need to know. Now, I got a quick question. Mm-hmm. This mower situation, okay? Obviously, it's not on here, and it's not an ARPA thing because mm-hmm. he has money in his budget. Okay, do we need to put that on the next agenda? Do I got to wait 2 weeks? Okay.
I'm getting a yes.
I'm getting a nod. But okay.
Maybe get a couple bids. I mean, like I know they get that one, but like there's Ace over in Sioux City. Maybe get a bid for an Aaron's or something like that.
The only way I would do it is if we're gonna do a Gravely and keep it right local with, if you want to go, you want to keep it local with the taxpayer, right?
Mm-hmm. Get better.
I mean, and you're getting a good quality mower. Which direction would you go? Have you decided that? Because that would have some. Well, by the time 2 weeks got, you'll.
So, how about if you get us bids for those three different mowers?
I can.
Then have the specs on there for us.
Yeah, and I know you've been around mowers, Marty, this and that, Bob, and I have been, and I just know that she here.
No. Okay.
So that there's room in the budget for that for the 2022, 2023
I think
budget.
So. Yeah, I think. What did we say? He had 19,000 left. And then one other thing, as we're talking about ARPA stuff, and it doesn't, I don't know if I can talk about this real quick or not, but as I've been mowing, the weeds are taking over pretty good. Okay, I am not, you want a good green yard, I got the perfect fertilizer, but when it comes to spraying or putting stuff down, I think we need to hire somebody, if it's a Palmershine or if it's a J-Lawn, to come in here, and because it's going south in a hurry. There's a lot of weeds that are coming up right now. So we just need to eliminate them. And if I had to guess real quick, I'm going to say, compared to what my yard is, I'm going to say it probably cost you probably $800 to $1,000 to put the fertilizer through the whole. I mean, we're talking on the other side of the jail,
We're talking that site over there. I mean,
for three different applications or whatever for the whole year, you think?
For the whole year, they do my house four times, and I have nothing like this yard here, obviously. You know, I got an acre and a half, and that's a lot more yard, but I pay $220 for each application. So
it's probably all of that.
I bet you each application probably be $500. You'd probably spend, you're already on your second application, you'd probably spend $1,500. But you know what? This is the thing. It looks, you want it looking nice. It's a county courthouse. You know, I mean, there's a lot of work to be done out there.
I'm going to bring up another subject. So I called Earl May to, you know, if we're really going to dress it up, make it nice, et cetera, and that kind of ties in with the weeds and the lawn and things like that. So Earl May was over, looked at all the grounds and et cetera, and I got an estimate from them on a cost on adding some stuff and making them look nice. In front of the fence over there, in front of the jail, which it's a good thing we didn't do that yet because they're going to tear that up. And that's another story. But so Earl May and also Coughlin in Sioux City, so I got a couple different people going to bid on some things, and maybe I'll bring it back next meeting on that, and if you guys want to do that. But so, yeah, I think really, you know, and most times we don't look at, you know, bushes, plants, whatever, taking care of the yard. But really, I think it's we have a good opportunity to do that. So I'll bring that next time as well. So maybe we'll have the mower, we'll have that, other things.
This is the thing. You could ask 100 people. Excuse me real quick. You could ask 100 people, and you might get 40 out of the 100 that would say, makes a difference. You know, a yard, the bushes, this and that. I'm that guy. You know, I'm that one of those 40 that, you know, notices that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And like I said, I could spend between pulling weeds and I sprayed them all, but I could spend 2 or 3 days out here solid and the weed eating and all the weed stuff, easy. Mm-hmm. And I think I'm going to get my son down here tonight to do some things, but I think it's important. You know, and you always get people, you know, it's a goddamn courthouse for crying out loud.
Well,
you know?
Yeah, but it's their courthouse too.
That's what I'm talking about. Right. You know, it's a taxpayers, you know. So get, you know, I mean, you don't want to go crazy and over the limit with it. But
well,
still,
but it's not like, you know, it's not like we're buying golf clubs.
No, I understand.
We're investing in golf clubs. I mean, it's
doesn't rain pretty soon, and none of it's going to matter.
No, we wanna, you know, it's gotta look nice, and hopefully it'll last, you know, long after we're gone. You know, somebody will say, boy, I'm glad those guys, you know, at one time did this or did that, or, you know,
just don't
put the windows in, or...
Don't get Shirley Seitz pissed off about the backyard. She'll come in here and rip you a new one.
Yeah.
That one day she ripped me a new one. And I just told her, I was a chair at the time, I was like, I'll take care of it. You know, I know you will. But yeah, she'll... she looks out her front window and that's what she sees.
Also, just a FYI, the... so on the jail, and this may fall under ARPA at some point too, so they have that
sewer backup,
thank you, I was looking for the words, this weekend, and they're going to have to end up so right in front of the fence in front of the jail here. I guess there's an 8-inch pipe comes out of the building and goes into a 4-inch pipe right there, and then an 8-inch the rest of the way. So they're going to take that just out in front of that fence there. Don't have to tear the sidewalk up. Make that an 8-inch pipe, so it's all 8 going out. And that should take care of that. Oh, the other issue is that muncher thing they have that you know, when...
Right.
When
grinder,
thank you, that they do that. There's a couple blades on that was broke, like 2 out of 4 were broke, and that caused the
part of the problem.
The issue.
What kind of grinder? Like a
turd grinder.
Oh, yeah. The turd grinder?
Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, I just wanted to...
Monster or something.
But just to share with you guys, you know, we always, you know, oh, South Sioux this and South Sioux that. And so the sheriff called me, I think it was Saturday. Couldn't get anybody. Couldn't get anybody to come and take care of the... They had a plumber here, somebody, but they needed a jet truck, and they could not get a jet truck. And so the sheriff was like, he called me and said, if we don't get somebody, he says, we're going to have to take these prisoners. We're going to have to take them someplace. I'm like, huh, well, that's not a good option. So he says, well, what about South Sioux? Can South Sioux help? I said, I don't know. I said, I'll call Lance and see what he says. So I called Lance. I said, Lance, we got an emergency. And I said, we need a jet truck down here. And if we don't, we're going to have to take prisoners out and take them to so-and-so, whatever. And Lance says, all right, I'll send them down. Just like that.
Mm-hmm.
Just like that. So they came down. They did it. Helped us out of a big jam.
Yeah.
As they should.
Yeah, I just wanted to share that with you guys. Also, panic buttons, guys, just FYI. I know that was an ARPA thing. That's still in the works. RTI, I think, is off the hook. And now it's our... So anyway, in case you get asked, where's the panic buttons? You know, I get that question from time to time. And also, remember...
Are we still waiting on them?
We have the buttons. We had RTI here to do some
wireless... They're trying to
wireless.
Make an active... network port that they can connect to.
So I think we got that resolved, and then who was the company that we actually got the things from? Electronic, we'll just say electronic engineering. That might not be right, but so anyway, that's in the works. Also, remember we approved SWCC to do clean the air ducts last October. I finally tracked him down on the phone and had some issues, this and that, so that's gonna happen. But he said it's loud. So, well, it's not gonna happen during the day then, because remember the window deal upstairs. That's gonna happen as well. And that's it under ARPA.
Okay, so we'll just hold this off, the RTI with juvenile.
Yeah, I don't. Whatever. That's all I know about it, Scott.
Yeah, so
I
agree. We'll just hold off for her next time around.
If she wants to
show up next time, at the meeting, just come to the next meeting.
So what I'll do is then, if it's okay to everybody, I'm going to get with Sheree on the monies that Kevin has left, and between now and the end of the month or the end of June, and we're in June in a couple days, but I'll get some prices from a couple different people to get this lawn done. I would say sooner the better. And what I thought about doing, you get those big tripods, and if you get a $130 pump, okay, if you get a $130 pump, like at Menards, it'll shoot. I mean, either cover, I could move that thing around out here, and I could water a lot of yards in a short time.
Why don't you just put a sprinkler system
in? We looked at that way back when we were doing all this remodeling.
I know. That would be...
Because you're tied into city water.
Just hook it up to that tube.
Yeah.
Well, I bet you put sprinklers in this place, it would cost you $50,000.
You think?
Oh, yeah. Easy.
Yeah. And your water bill would be pretty spendy.
Yeah.
So.
There used to be one of those lawn tractors that would follow the hose they used to put out here.
Those things are stupid.
They
work
good.
The setup that
I'm talking about, I'm telling you, you'll cover some.
But I think trying to water this, you know, with something like you're talking about is, you know, in July, it's hard. It's hard to even, you know, you wouldn't even know you had the water on.
Let me tell you something. If you Google Earth, I don't have a tree in my yard. If you Google Earth, my house right now from last year, everybody was burnt up. And here was this green plush yard. But
what do you have a sprinkler system?
Yeah, I do. But I had to work like mad to get it, keep it green.
Mm-hmm.
And my water bill is $300 a month. You know, pretty easy. So you pay to have that green.
Burn, baby, burn.
Nope, not me, man.
Okay,
I go crazy.
I think that's it under ARPA. Scott, right. Any committee reports?
I'm sure there's something, but I can't think of it right now. We got an LEC meeting here coming up Thursday morning at 8:30. Okay, I do need a reminder of that, please. If somebody could text me at 8:30, we're just gonna be here for a few minutes, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and then we're at 9 o'clock.
Is that Board of Equalization stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so. Okay. Yeah, okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
I had Region 4 meeting over in Norfolk. Nothing too earth-shaking. Did talk to some commissioners just to kind of get a little feedback on, you know, just some of their county road stuff. And it's amazing how small our county is. I mean, the one guy, they have 19 road graders. It's just crazy how big some of those are. But
districts.
Yep. But no, that was my only one, and it was a good meeting, but nothing that pertained to cost to the county.
You know, the thing is, if I may add real quick, you know, those 19 blades, and how many people are in their county?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that many roads, and they don't get ran, you know, like our 300-some miles do.
Our traffic is definitely up over the last 5 years, my gosh.
I said 1,000 times.
Nothing.
We are definitely a unique county.
Yes, we are.
Hey, just real quick, if I may,
mm-hmm.
I think Lance went and mowed like 4 or 5 hours or something, I think, on the tractor down in Homer, and I think I've done like so far 20 hours of mowing with the John Deere. That blade, that brush hog, that whatever it's called, amazing.
The mower?
Oh, it's amazing.
You like it?
Huh?
You like it?
Oh, it's the coolest thing since sliced bread. It's heavy duty. It's everything about it. It's awesome.
Do you think you can get it in here?
I could. I'd tear some shit up. I'm pretty sure. It wouldn't look good when I was done.
Cherie, any mail or emergency business? Nope. All right. With that.
Can I make a... I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Thank you.
How come we don't do roll call on that? That's dumb. I don't even like that. Where'd this guy come from? Go back to the PD.
I think okay? It's all come those down. In favor say aye.
Yeah, that's dumb too. I don't even aye. Like that. I never say anything.
Aye.
Where's he at when you want to yell at him?
California.
Yeah, right? All right, thanks everyone.
Surfing.
I think it passed.